You're listening to the Kinky Coach Podcast with Stephanie
and Fox.
Hey, Fox.
Yeah? You've been a bad, bad boy. Nice boy. This show contains explicit content
and is intended for mature audiences only.
This is what happens when an innocent, successful mental health professional
falls for a rugged, prior deployed bad boy. You get one hell of a ride.
So I gotta tell you, I'm ultra, ultra excited.
So this time you're excited.
Yes. So
usually it's me.
Well, we should both be very
excited. We are, but usually I'm the one who starts off with like, I'm so excited about this episode.
You are. And then I give you a look.
I know. But, so I'm looking at you.
So now is the time you're supposed to say, what are you so excited about,
Fox? What are you so excited about?
We have partnered with Alt Playground. Alt Playground is a site, a lifestyle site that is dedicated to new adventures, connections, sharing, etc. And
non-monogamous?
It is as a non-monogamous, swingers, poly, people that like to get dirty and kinky and naked
together.
So
people like us.
Yes. So it was pretty interesting because I just looked around. Altplayground.net is the official website. And so a couple things I want to point out. So we're on a lot of different various sites. But what I really like about Alt Playground is it has a really easy to use website. They have some fresh new content.
Wait, is it so easy that I can use it?
It's so easy. It's as easy as you are, baby.
Oh, well, that's really easy.
Yeah.
Okay.
The content on there, it's fresh. It's clean. It's stuff that I haven't seen before on other sites, right?
So, and you've been around a long time.
And I've done a lot. Kind of a slut. And what I really like, what really stuck out to me is on the main page, they're pretty forward about they don't allow people just to sign up for free.
Really?
So it looks to me and appears to me that there are real quality profiles.
So there's no fake members?
No.
Well, like
unless they pay for it.
Okay.
So if you pay to be fake, well then, I don't know. I guess I question your evilness of taking over the world. Like, it's probably not a good plan.
I question your mental health and we need to have a different conversation.
Yeah, we'll talk about it later. So, and another exciting part is they have been in this business for over 20 years.
Wow.
Now, they've been regional, and now they are going national.
I like it.
And we are at the front of that with them. So, that's pretty neat.
It is.
Yeah.
I like it.
So, if you get a chance, go to altplayground.net and go check them out. If you don't understand the words coming out of my mouth, then feel free to go to our website and find the link at the very bottom of our website. And click on it, that little clicky thing on the mouse.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean masturbate. It means click on the mouse and go to altplayground.net.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So let's kind of switch modes, right?
Hold on.
Oh.
I have a fan question.
Well, I was going to get to that.
Oh.
Yeah. So Stephanie and I, we're thinking about, you know, what can we add to our show?
We're always changing and we're always growing.
Yeah. So we get a lot of questions via email about a lot of very different topics, and they vary. So we thought that every show, we're going to start with a fan question.
That was actually my idea.
It was. You were the smarty pants in that one.
Thank you. All right.
Oh, boy.
So today's fan question, the gentleman, it was from a gentleman, he called it the odd man out.
Okay.
And I loved how he named it. He named his question. He wants to know, what do you do when you're having a fun group get together, but one member is just not that fun?
Ooh. They're not sexy or they're just not fun?
He says they're just not fun. I don't know. We can take it from both parameters.
I mean, you always have the option to just punch them in the face, tell them they're not cool and get the hell out.
Yeah, but then they're going to take their hot wife or hot husband.
And leave.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then it's not so much a group anymore.
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah, it's probably not a great idea.
They're going to take the fun one.
Mm, okay. So are you asking me or...
Well, I'm looking
at you.
Are
you about to... Oh,
no, I'm going to ask
you. Well, you look at me a lot and it freaks me out. It's kind of like stalker.
I mean, I do stalk you. I do know where you sleep.
Yeah, that's kind of scary. All right, so back to the question, right? So what would I do, I guess, if somebody was not fun? So I would start by trying to engage with them. Maybe they just feel left out. maybe, you know, for some reason the group has not paid attention to them equally. And so they feel like they are that odd man out. So they're acting as such.
Maybe they had a really bad day.
Maybe. So if that doesn't work, I might just present it to him and ask him, say, hey, it just seems like you're not having a lot of fun right now. Like, is it something we did? Or, you know, is there something on your mind that you want to talk about?
Are you just a stick in the mud?
Well, I don't know that I would say that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. If I'm not allowed to punch him in the face, I'm not allowed to insult them. Like, look, you're only allowed to say, Fox, you're allowed to go this way or that way. You can't divide it. I don't work that way.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, okay.
Very well aware of how you work.
Oh, okay. Is that a dig? Or,
no.
I don't know.
No dig.
And if that doesn't work, honestly, I may talk to the group and we may decide to disengage with that individual. I mean, that may take someone else out of the equation as well. But do you really not want to have fun in what we do? Because I don't.
Well, I like how you said to have the conversation with them and ask them if it's something that we've done or are you just not feeling comfortable? Because feeling comfortable is
very important.
Very important. But having that open dialogue with them and not just assuming, because it could be that they don't know how to engage and so they're learning. It could be that, well, they feel a little intimidated by the group and they don't know how to properly interject themselves into the group. And so it just might take a little bit more persuasion. Anyway, but having that open conversation and trying to engage them. And if they don't come around and they're not having a good time, I would even go as far as saying, asking them to leave.
Okay. Yeah, that's fair.
I mean, if you're going to ruin our buzz, maybe, and I would do it in a polite way. I would say, you know what, maybe tonight's just not a good night for you guys to play.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we should reschedule.
Okay.
Not let
them. So go the nice guy route?
Oh, of course.
Yeah. Okay. I like punching in the face better, but obviously that's not the answer.
Nope. Mm-hmm. Not the answer.
So can we switch gears again then? Or am I going to get in trouble?
No, you can do whatever you want.
Oh, I feel like I got in trouble earlier.
You didn't get in trouble?
When I said switch gears and then I was in trouble.
You're never in trouble.
I'm always in trouble. I am in so much trouble always that I'm not in trouble at all because it's just the life I live.
Should I move over so when lightning strikes, I don't get the residual shock?
Those are too big of words for me. Thanks.
Oh, Lord. Anyway, so what are we talking about tonight?
So, well, speaking of fans writing in, I want to talk about a different topic. What is the difference between a date, a group, a club, an event, like a hotel takeover, going on a cruise, or going to a resort?
So there's a lot of things.
That is a lot of things, right? So obviously this is probably going to be more oriented towards newbies coming in or those of us that haven't done certain things, right? So you and your spouse, you decide, hey, we're going to jump into this website. And you get on there and you're searching around and you're thinking, okay, well, how do we meet people? What do? How do we socialize, right? There are so many things out there. And so I kind of want to pick apart what each one is.
Okay.
Right. I want to start with the super easy one. You flirted with some people on their profile. You exchanged numbers. Maybe you kicked each other. Kick as in the app messenger.
As in K-I-K.
Yeah. Just want to put that out. You didn't kick them. And so now you're going to go on a date.
Okay.
Okay. What is some of the etiquette, the expectation? What's the flow? Like, what should one expect if they've never been on a date?
With another couple.
With another couple.
Are you asking me?
Or group or et cetera. Yeah. Yeah. I'm asking you.
Okay.
I'm looking at you.
Right? Well, you are.
Okay. I used an I word. I am looking at you.
It's an I statement.
Oh, well, fine.
Wow. He's going to get there. So I think what you should expect on a date is as if you're going on your first date with your significant other.
Okay.
I think that you should
masturbate before I get there so I'm not turned
probably
on
have sex before
sex
you get there with your partner. That might be a good start.
Oh,
have sex before.
I was thinking when I did on our first date before I met you.
You masturbate every day.
Yeah, but I like really cranked it out before I met.
Okay, well that's
it's kind of like a normal thing because I'm like, okay, I don't want to sleep with him the first time I meet him, so I'm just gonna crank it out for a while. And
things we learn on the podcast.
Yeah, well,
thank you for sharing.
You're welcome.
Anyway, So I have some questions about the basic etiquette.
Okay.
So we meet a couple. We're going to go out with them. And I've always thought this, but I've never asked it. Are we supposed to pay if we invite them?
Ooh, no. No, no, no.
See,
no.
That's just...
This isn't Southern etiquette where it's a sex etiquette. This is... Or sex gender etiquette, I guess I should throw that out there. Which really doesn't even exist anymore.
Well, if I invited you, I paid the night I invited you on our, like, second date.
That's because I forgot my wallet.
That was not.
Actually, legitimately forgot my wallet.
I completely paid the second date.
I completely forgot my wallet.
You didn't say that.
Yes, I did.
No.
I absolutely did.
Anyway.
Anyway. Because I was like, shit, I feel like an ass. Let me leave. And I live like 40 minutes away where I did at the time. And I honestly forgot my wallet. And you were like, no, let me pay. This was actual conversation.
I don't remember this at all.
Yeah, well, I think because the first, like, three dates we had, you got a little alcohol in your system.
Yeah, I was nervous.
Yeah, well, I'm okay with that. It worked out in my
favor. It worked out in your favor.
Yeah. So, no, I don't agree. You're there with your significant other. You guys pay separately.
Okay.
That's just, again, my opinion. I guess if you're trying to schmooze over a couple, but to me, or I guess in my experience, couples that like to pay all the time, it's almost kind of a snobby thing, or almost kind of like a
showy.
Yeah, it's very showy. Mm-hmm. What are you paying for me for? We pay our own bills and we make our own money. We can pay, right?
So would you think that it would be more of a narcissistic tendency?
Oh, I don't know. I'm not going that deep. That's deep. I don't know.
Just throwing that out there.
I just don't think, I think each couple should pay for their own.
Okay, my next question.
Okay.
Do you sit by your significant other or do you sit by the opposite spouse?
That's a great question, right?
Thanks.
So, because I'll sit next to anyone who wants to sit next to me, I don't care. I mean, I'll give your spouse a back rub if I think she's attractive and everyone doesn't care, but it doesn't really work that way.
We're not talking about just you in general.
I'm being selfish right now in my thought. So now I would say in the beginning, you know, as a comfort for everybody, sit next to your spouse and kind of feel it out. You don't want to assume. You don't want to come across too pushy. Mm-hmm. Right off the bat, because there are some people that are extremely pushy in the lifestyle.
I don't like.
You're not a big fan.
I don't like the pushy attitudes.
Right.
And we understand why they do that, because they may be on a limited time schedule. They might have just a babysitter for one night. There's so many reasons.
There is.
And I understand that, but.
So we're not bashing you.
We're not bashing
you
at all.
It's just not our style.
It just doesn't come across well for me, because I'm a get to know you kind of person.
Yeah. Where I'm an everything person, so it doesn't really matter. Okay, so I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
What is the etiquette for a first date? Should there be an expectation? Should there not be? Should you discuss it before?
Are you talking about sex?
I'm talking about anything.
Well, okay.
First date. What should there be an expectation set? Should you explain to the couple? So for instance, we as a couple, you... like to put out there, hey, we do not normally sleep with you on the first date.
Well, you put it out there for me,
but
it's out there.
And it's because you like to form a relationship and a friendship with them first to get to know them, because it creates a better sexual experience down the road for you.
Mm-hmm. Right?
I believe that etiquettely, if you are going to reach out to a couple, you need to be honest about your expectations for that night or your boundaries for that night, as should they.
I agree.
Yeah. You should get that out before you even show up. That way they know what they're walking into. Because there are couples that they are very limited in time and schedule. You know, maybe they have childcare. Maybe they run a Fortune 500 company. You don't know, right? Allow them to understand what your boundaries and expectations are, and make sure everyone melts together and it meshes well, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because you may get some feedback that people say, hey, no. Unfortunately, we're not going to meet you tonight because this is our situation.
We're right? DTF.
Yeah. We're DTF like now.
Yeah. And we don't have time to wait for this.
Correct. Which is fine. So, but where should you go on a date? Like, are you going to schmooze them and go to a super ultra fancy restaurant? Are you going to not care and say, hey, let's meet at Taco Bell?
No.
Are you going to go to a dive bar? Like, what, you know?
I think it depends on the couple and their, but okay. So I'm going to throw out two different couples. Just go with me. One couple. We talked to for a while, and they were just the cool, laid back, kind of earthy granola type couple. And we met them at a dive bar and had so much fun.
Okay.
Okay. And then another couple we have talked to and we recently went out on a date with, I don't think they would have meshed well in the dive bar atmosphere. So we met them at a more upscale, but not really upscale.
Exclusive area.
It just more kind of run of the mill. We're going to go out to a date, but not like dive bar and not ultra. It was like middle.
Yeah. Yeah. I gotcha.
So I think it just depends on the couple, like what they want.
Right.
Or their personality. Because you and I can go anywhere.
Yeah, we don't care.
We can go anywhere and we're going to have a great time regardless. But I think you really have to play off of who you're with.
Set the correct expectation as far as, hey, this is the type of places we like to go as well. Because you don't want people to be uncomfortable.
Absolutely not. Yeah.
Okay, so let's move on to clubs.
Okay.
Actually, I want to break down the difference too, because there is a huge misconception, especially for newbies. They see the word club on a lot of the websites, okay? A club could mean, honestly, a group or an actual nightclub.
Okay.
So there are groups out there that classify themselves as a club.
Such as?
Well, no, I'm not going to throw out names.
Well, I'm not saying that. I mean,
they put out that they're a club or you know, they're at a club for the night, etc. And normally that is a large group or a host couple that is, you know, running a large group and they have rented out a venue.
Yes.
Okay. It's not that they're purposely misleading anybody, right?
But they are a club.
But they are, I guess, I like to call them a group because it's really not a club. So then you have actual clubs where there's a physical foundation, there's four walls, a roof, right? The club itself is a nightclub. The name itself is displayed on the building, etc., right? And some aren't displayed on the building.
Well, because for secrecy or for privacy.
Right? Just for privacy, But they are a club.
Mm-hmm.
Now, most actual clubs, are private clubs. They do not serve alcohol. You have to bring your own.
They do serve mixers, right?
They will serve, majority of them do serve mixers.
Okay.
They do have, you know, employees, they have hostesses. Majority have a door entry fee, just like any regular club. A lot of them have membership fees, which are separate from the entry fee for that night.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They host different events. They have a dance floor and tables, etc.
Stripper poles,
yes.
I'm a fan of stripper poles, even though I am not a stripper, never have been, and suck at the stripper pole. But I will start, I'll become an alcohol-induced stripper on a pole.
Is that considered a trailer park stripper?
Probably, and it's amazing.
Okay, fair.
Don't knock it till you try it.
So then you have the clubs that have on-premise play versus the ones that do not, right? So a lot of them say, hey, you can't get into any sexual type of contact here other than kissing, make it out, some mild touching. Any type of penetration of anything is off limits here. And that usually has to do with laws or you know, there are some that do sell alcohol, and so they can't have any of that. No hanky-panky, right, because of the ABC laws. But then you do have some that have on-premise play. And so what you can expect with an on-premise play is they will have hostess or hostesses to make you more comfortable. They have guidelines and rules.
Do they
sometimes
fluff my pillow?
Ooh, they don't. No.
What?
Some have a bracelet system.
You said it would make me more comfortable.
Oh, well.
I want to be fluffed.
A color system. Most of them don't have massage therapists on staff. I'm sorry, babe. They have lockers, showers, bed linens. Right.
But someone's there changing that out, right? After everybody,
For the most part, there are some where they just have them stacked and then you are expected to clean that and take care of it yourself and then put a new sheet on for yourself. It's not always like that. Now, the ones that I like to go to have staff members that are watching that do all that for you.
I would prefer that.
Yeah. I'm not there to act like it's my house. I'm there to have
exactly.
fun.
Exactly. I paid too much money to come in here to change a sheet.
So a lot of them also provide lubricants, condoms, you know, baby wipes, and towels. So these are things you can expect at an actual club.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the groups, like I said, they are usually a group of people that have rented out a venue of some sort, okay? And so you run into the regular public there.
Sure.
Right.
It's a mixed.
It is a huge mix.
Mixed demographic.
And some will tell these groups, hey, for the first 2 hours, it's only your group, and then we have to open it up to the public. So the first 2 or 3 hours, will be nothing but the lifestyle group themselves, but all of a sudden they open the doors to the public, and then you have college kids coming in, etc. So just be aware of these differences, okay? Mm-hmm. So then you have like large events or huge parties, okay? Yes. So this could be anywhere from a conference center being rented out to a hotel takeover.
To the whole town.
To a whole town. Do tell.
Naughty in New Orleans. Hey, Kinky Nation. Do you need help with navigating the swinging lifestyle? Fox and I offer personalized coaching services designed specifically for your relationship needs.
Are you the person that all your friends turn to when they have questions about sex? You should check out the Kinky Coach Sex Coach Certification Course and get paid for sex coaching instead of doing it for free. Just go to kinkycoach.com.
Lastly, if you feel that you are in need of therapeutic services for your relationship or individually, please visit Beautiful Beginnings with an S. LLC.org for more information on the counseling services I offer. Okay, Kinky Nation, let's get back to the show.
But do they rent out the whole town? I don't think they do.
It's a whole town takeover, though, and specific groups will rent out like different clubs, and so it's different venues, but
have the regular
one.
Public is still
allowed. Absolutely.
So it's not. So when I say takeover,
okay,
so let's break that down too. Because you brought up a good point. You will have some that host events at a venue and they don't do a takeover. So normally a takeover is alluding to the fact that they have bought out the entire hotel or venue.
And we're the only ones there.
And the only people allowed there are people that are part of the lifestyle or the ones that purchase tickets as such. Most of them have security. They have their own private security teams. They have a way of admission, way of knowing who and who is not supposed to be there, okay? And that's to protect everybody.
Sure.
It's to protect the outside public from walking in a situation they don't want to be part of and they're not ready to see.
Mm-hmm.
But it also protects us as well, right?
Okay.
We don't need... So I'm not going to say who it was or even what region, but I was at a hotel takeover with a fairly large company that was throwing it. They had their own private security. And roughly about midnight, a young lady and her young son, and when I say young son and young lady, I'm talking about 23-year-old woman with about a 7-year-old son, came walking through the front door of an active hotel takeover. Adults ran around naked, people having sex in rooms with the doors open, etc. And this young lady somehow, with her child, and how she didn't realize what was happening right in the lobby, I'm not sure. But she was able to get to the second floor and thought that she had purchased a hotel room online. And for some reason, the person up front at the desk gave her a key. Well, that's a big problem. You see where that could be a huge issue?
Well, right? Yeah.
So normally, and that's the only time I've ever seen that in the 20 plus years that I've been going to events. I've never seen such a thing before. And I'm sure it was a huge mishap and probably will never happen again. But usually that means that they took over the entire venue. Okay. So you can expect that most events like that, people are DTF.
Oh, well, if I'm going to that, I'm DTF.
Yeah, you're not there. Are you there to mingle? Sure, in the first hour and meet some people and see who you want to get down with and play with and fuck? Yeah, of course. But I got to be honest, if you're showing up there just to hang out with your friends, what the hell did you pay hundreds of dollars for a hotel takeover, knowing that, hey, you're there with a bunch of beds and people are fucking, they want to fuck.
So let me ask you this.
Sure.
Because we've never been to a hotel takeover together.
Correct.
We go to a hotel takeover. Uh-huh. And I think this is a significant question for anybody. What if you are interested in one person of a couple, and I am interested in another person of the of another couple, but the couples don't play without each other, kind of like I don't play without you. What do we do?
Well, we're either shout out of luck or we say, hey, you as a couple come in the hotel room, let's sit in the corner and watch them fuck, and then vice versa.
Okay.
That's what I would do. I'm not saying they would say yes. Okay. They may say go to hell.
So there's options.
There's options.
Okay.
Yeah. So a couple things I want to distinguish between a takeover and an actual club, right? So for the most part, you're going to find like a DJ in a conference room or an area for people to dance. you might get a t-shirt and a little gift bag. Sometimes a gift bag has lube and a condom, you know, and some flyers. And then that's what it has.
Better have me a bracelet.
Well, and if that's what they do, right? So a lot of them do give you a bracelet. Yeah. But it's not the type of bracelet you think. It's one of those color-coded bracelets.
Okay, that are vinyl.
Oh, I gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
Makes sense now. But a lot of them don't provide hot towels and linens and all that kind of stuff. You're expected to self-police.
Did you say police or please?
Self-police yourself. Police, like police. Police? Yes.
Okay.
You never heard that term?
Well, yes, I have, but it came out self-police. And I thought you were saying please. Well, yeah,
self-please yourself also.
Oh, I'm just clarifying.
That's okay, too.
Okay.
Right, so.
Who's the jokester tonight? Bam!
Well, see, you think you're funny.
I'm hilarious.
But you notice that I'm not really laughing.
Oh, I'll get serious now.
Oh. It's a boy baby. Anyway. So, you know, just to understand the differences. Now, there are some takeovers that provide a lot more than others. So, for the most part, in the details, so they usually send you an email with a code or however you sign up for that event. For the most part, it will tell you what they're providing. A lot of them will like provide some mixers. Some don't at all. It just depends, right? Depends on the company. Usually depends on the size.
Okay.
Also depends on the hotel. So my recommendation, because I have shown up to some events, and I'm going to tell you the environment in the hotel, man, it was shady. It was dirty. It was shady. I was like, nope, we're leaving. Like, no way in hell. And if I can't get my money back, that's fine. I will just eat the cash because I'm not interested in playing here. I would recommend that everybody do a little research. Do 5 minutes of homework on the internet. Jump on Google. Hey, where's this place? Where's it located? Maybe pull up some crime stats. Maybe look at some pictures of the rooms. Okay?
So I'm just going to... Was Google invented back when you were going to these places?
Excuse you?
You
suck on my old wrinkly balls, so what the hell does that say about you?
I love your old wrinkly balls.
Yeah, okay. I know that I was a shot at my age, but that's okay.
I think you are
very
seasoned.
So we have how old did she say she was? 24? We have a 24-year-old who's pretty attractive.
Oh, yeah.
Who thinks I am like tall, dark, and handsome and pretty. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you think about that for an old guy? Mm-hmm. And really, I don't even consider myself old.
I don't consider you old. I haven't even hit
my mid-age of 50 yet. Can I help you?
Just knocking on that 50s door.
Oh, boy. Not even close. You think you're just cracking yourself up tonight, huh?
It's so funny.
Yeah. Okay, so let's talk about one of my favorite places to go, resorts. Because who doesn't like to go out of the country to an exotic area? And not all of them are out of the country, but a lot of them are out of the United States. Mm-hmm. And we are in the United States. And where our listeners are in the U.S. I'm a big fan of resorts. I'm not a huge fan of some of the pricing.
We have been looking at some of them, and the prices have been...
For some.
Wow.
Some are absolutely worth it.
I agree.
Some are worth the cost of what they're asking. So...
I agree based off what you've told me. Let's just throw that out there that I've never been. So based off what you've told me.
Right. So my recommendation is if you're looking at resorts, don't just do your homework, because a lot of the homework that you're going to do, it comes from the resort itself. They're going to tell you what they want you to know. Right. And so what are they going to provide for you? A ton of selling points.
Mm-hmm.
So I would reach out to other people and ask, hey, have you been here? What are your thoughts, etc.? You have a lot of couples and people on across all the dating sites that are very vocal.
About
where they've been.
And their experience.
Yep. So reach out to them. Find them. Reach out to them and ask. There's nothing wrong with that.
Swingersboards.com. That one, the platform where you can just have open discussions with all things swingers.
Uh-huh.
They have a whole platform for resorts to ask questions.
I didn't know that. Yeah. There you go. Yeah. Well, because you're on there more than I
am.
Yeah. Do that. Reach out. Get some information. Look at the local area. That's another thing. There are one or two resorts there in some shady ass areas overseas. They're in some dangerous, like, hey, the resort's awesome, but you don't want to go play out in public.
Do we want to go out in public?
So I did. I didn't just want to spend 100% of my time at the resorts. I like to go out, adverse myself in the culture. I mean, after all, you're in a different country.
That's true. Yeah. I'm just throwing it out there, though. I mean, if... Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, if you don't want to leave, don't leave. Don't even worry about it, right? But again, do your homework. So, and that leads me to my next thing with the resorts is a lot of resorts are age appropriate, restricted, encouraging, right? So what the hell does that mean, Fox?
So what does that mean?
Right. So a lot of them tend to attract a certain age range. So make sure you're okay with that. Find out what that age range is and make sure that you are seeking or want to be around that age range.
So for example, if you are researching a resort in the time frame that you want to attend and you see events are for silver swingers.
Okay.
What is that going to tell us?
Well, I've never heard of silver swingers. Is that really a thing?
That's really a thing.
Okay. So that would tell me that is a much older 50 plus age group.
Okay.
Okay. So if you're not looking for that, well, then that's probably not for you. Or Young Swingers Week, right? So that primarily usually is anywhere from 20 to...
21. They have to be 21.
Oh, is it 21?
It says
Okay. See? Uh-huh. 21, I would say roughly to about 35 is normally what that attracts. And lately here, a lot of spring break, college spring breakers have been attending. So like right on that 21 to 25 cusp. Yeah.
We should go.
I thought we upped our age to 25 minus our one friend that we might be willing to make an exception for.
Well, I mean, if we're going to a resort, why not live it up?
Just understand we're going to be breaking our age rule.
And that's okay. We're going on a resort vacation.
Okay.
What happens on vacation?
I was trying to have morals and, you know, all that stuff.
Since
for you,
when?
For you, you're the one that, you were the one that made me take my, hey, they're 18, this is legal, to, oh, fine, 25. Okay. You made me do that.
I did do that. Yes. But what I'm saying is if we are in the resort and there are beautiful young people who are willing and attracted to us, then let's do it.
So what happens if we go to one of the clubs in Austin and there's a younger, attractive, fun person? Are we supposed to abide by our age because we're in the United States? Are you saying because it's overseas, the area code doesn't count?
No.
What are we talking about?
No, it's just how much alcohol Stephanie had is what the real question is.
No, because then I have to deal with the after effects. Hell no.
Just saying.
No. Mm-mm. No.
And everybody looks older in a club with dark lights. We all know that.
You know, you can't do this to me. You can't sit there and make me convert to a more moral age group, according to you, by the way, and then turn around and go, well, but
okay,
if this, then no. And if that, then don't worry about it.
Because the
resorts. Then I'm going to say, screw the age. Why do we even have an age?
No, I said the resorts, and then you threw out if we go to Austin.
No, I asked, what if? And then you said, oh, well, who cares?
No, I didn't say who cares.
Well, that's basically what I got out of it.
Well, okay, back to our age limits. And anyway, we digress.
So, look into not only the area of the resort and the price and what you're getting for your money, but the age, right, range that it usually brings to you.
Can I also throw in there that some resorts are clothing optional,
mm-hmm,
and some resorts are topless?
Correct.
And so make sure that if you are dipping your toe into the lifestyle and you're not really sure how you're going to react to all that, you probably don't want to go to a clothing optional, fully nude, and submerge yourself into that if you are trying to get a feel for it.
Or sex optional, because some of them are sex. Some of them are, hey, you can have sex pretty much anywhere except
places.
Where food is.
Mm-hmm.
And then some are, hey, you cannot, you have to, if you're going to engage in any type of penetration, it needs to be in a hotel room.
Yes.
Yeah. So make sure you understand the rules and what you're ready
for. Because what I would hate for them to do is to spend all that money and get there and be so uncomfortable that they don't enjoy themselves.
Yeah, that would be miserable. Don't do that. Okay. And then look at what type of events are at that resort. So some resorts are very clubbish and upbeat and have parties all the time. Some are very laid back and beachy and just kind of beach bum, like, hey, you create your own fun. Okay.
Some of them have theme party nights.
They do. Some have boat cruises and diving and scuba diving and skydiving. And
the boob cruise.
The boob cruise and all sorts of stuff, right? Just research it like you would a regular resort. I mean, you're about to go out of country and spend a lot of money and spend time with a bunch of people you don't know and hopefully get to know them. It'd be completely miserable if you were miserable, right? Mm-hmm. That'd be terrible. Yeah, that's kind of all I have for resorts. Understand you're going to a resort, right? They're going to provide a room. Some are inclusive for food and drinks. Others are not. Again, do your homework. But bring clothes, bring toys, bring...
That's what I was just about to ask you. What do you suggest we bring?
Yeah, so I suggest you bring whatever clothes you want to wear, what type of toys, bring your own entertainment just in case, some board games, etc. Obviously, sexy adult type games. And be ready for that, because there may be some events that they hold that you don't want to be a part of. And be ready to be open. All right, so for some reason, this goes for clubs and resorts in my opinion, because my opinion is based off my experience. For some reason, at an actual club or at a resort, people are a lot more handsy without permission. They just assume.
Well, because you're kind of in that environment.
You are, but be ready for that.
Yes.
Okay. And obviously, don't allow anyone to touch you. You don't want to be touched by, etc. But just understand the environment you're walking into. So maybe have that in the back of your head, and maybe have an appropriate but lighthearted response if you're not interested.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So that leads me to something I have never done. Okay.
Breaking news. There is something that Fox has never done.
Yes.
So does that mean that I get to do it with you? And I can be your first?
Are you going to pay?
Probably.
Sweet. If you're paying, I'm down. So, it's a cruise. I have never been on a regular cruise. I've never been on a lifestyle cruise. I've never been on any type of any cruise. For the longest time, I don't know who fed this to me. Somebody along the way that I trusted threw some information out there to me about cruises and how you're breathing all the same air and people get sick a lot and it's gross and dirty and they don't, you know, they're not as cleanly as they claim to be on the cruises, etc. And that put this like little seed in my head, and I always said, screw that. I'm not going on a cruise. It sounds gross. Now, you have been on more than one cruise.
And they are amazing.
and so you say. And so have other friends of ours. They're like, well, why? And my only answer and my only honest answer is because someone fed this information to me years and years ago and it just stuck with me. But I honestly have no obvious experience mm-hmm. or knowledge because. So talk to me about a cruise, because I feel like this. If you've been on a cruise, you've been on a cruise. Obviously, a lifestyle cruise would then equal sexual interaction.
Mm-hmm.
But isn't there not sexual interaction on a regular cruise?
Completely. Well, not really.
Okay, that's fair. Not
because
really.
there's the kids. There's lots and lots of kids.
Okay,
lots of kids.
So then, talk to me about cruises in general. Like, let's talk about the smart things to bring and what to think about and et cetera. Like, what should we be doing?
I am going to talk about cruises, but I'm going to talk about lifestyle cruises in particular for a reason. So when you go on a cruise, you have to realize that you are in a metal room
mm-hmm.
with two plugs. That's it. That's all you get.
Two plugs?
No. Electrical outlets.
Oh, well, can't you just bring a strip?
You need to bring a strip.
Yep.
These are just crazy things that you
can get. Not a stripper.
Well, I mean, hopefully you are the stripper, but just weird things.
Never mind.
You need to bring the electrical strip because you're going to have multiple appliances probably to curl your hair, whatnot.
Now, do they have rules that say you can only bring one or two or three?
You can bring
as many as you want.
Yes. Okay. The other thing is you need to bring magnet hooks. Because think about it. You can put it on your door and hang your swimsuit up there so it dries.
Huh, that's a smart idea.
You can bring, you know, a shoe holder. Like the mesh.
Like the ones I have?
Shoe holders? Yeah. No, the mesh.
The one I have in the closet?
No, those are the square ones. You need the mesh with little pockets.
Oh, okay.
You can bring that and hang it on the back of your door with your magnet clips.
Okay.
And you can stuff, because the rooms are not very big.
Right.
They're not.
I look at them. They're like 175 square feet. Big.
And you're there for 7 days. You're going to different, or 5 to 7 days, and you're going to different events. And there's.
Am I allowed to sleep out on the deck instead of in the room?
You actually, you can.
Okay.
They have a. They have. I mean, yeah, you can. But the little mesh shoe holder things are good for you to put like your shampoos, your conditioners, or lotions, all of that in there. So it's not crowding your little bitty
lubes, condoms, toys.
Yeah. So you're not crowding your little bitty workstation because you just have a little bitty station.
Do they come in the room in the middle of the day and do the little origami towels?
They do. And so when we went the last time, I took my daughter. Of course, this, was not a lifestyle cruise.
Okay, I was like, let's just distinguish.
Not a lifestyle cruise. But you get on the cruises, like I said, I've never been on a lifestyle cruise, but on this particular cruise, you get the same, I guess, I don't know what they're called.
Amenities?
Bellman? The people who come in and clean your room.
Okay.
So they're assigned to your room.
Isn't that just a maid?
No, because they're men and women. I don't want to, I mean, I don't know.
Okay, you want to be proper. Yeah. We don't know the name.
But... yeah. So you have the same one who cleans your room every day. And so every day I would leave him a little gift. So I brought gifts from Texas because the people on there are from all over the world.
Yeah.
And so since we are from Texas, I bought a bunch of little Texas
so
things.
So we're on the lifestyle cruise. Can we sleep with the person?
If they want to.
Ooh.
So anyway, and instead of like for, I mean, I gave them tips and money as well, but I also gave them little gifts. So you might want to bring little gifts for the crew who cleans your room and the bellhops and stuff because they are from different countries and they love that stuff. He told me at the end, he gave me a thank you card and he was like, thank you so much for my gifts.
So what about, okay, so let's think in terms of a lifestyle cruise though. Sex.
Uh-huh.
Nakedness.
Yeah.
Alcohol.
Lots of it.
Lots of alcohol, right?
Well, that's on any cruise.
What are some pointers, right? Or best practices you have? How do you stay clean? How do you stay safe, etc.? I mean, is there any difference other than that people are naked having sex and possibly topless?
No, not at all. Just make sure that in your bag, your go bag, you have your condoms, you have your lube if you need them, maybe some baby wipes that you can take around.
I was just about to say. So when in the military overseas, baby wipes, instant coffee pouches that we use like dip.
You don't need instant coffee.
Well, you might. You might if you get tired.
Honey, they have coffee everywhere.
Oh, fair. Fair, fair. You know, some mints for your breath.
Yes. They have mints there too.
Do they?
Yeah.
Look at you. See, these are, I should have joined a cruise liner and not the military.
So anyway, back to the activities. So you're not just on the boat. They have a casino on the boat. They have several different nightclubs, different styles. They have different restaurants, all kinds of shopping. It's just like a floating city.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that I loved the most about the cruise that I was on were the workshops and the seminars. And so for a lifestyle cruise, they have workshops on BDSM.
Mm-hmm.
They have seminars on all kinds of stuff, relationship coaching, just anything you can think of. They have
fitness.
They have that there to teach you different things about the lifestyle. So you're not just going there to have sex with hundreds of beautiful people because they're gorgeous, but you're also there to learn, and they make it a fun experience to where you take something away from it.
Right. So one of our good friends, Ellie, is with one of the cruises,
mm-hmm.
and she does fitness courses, right?
They do, and it's really cool because you sign up for it. When you sign up for the cruise,
mm-hmm.
they automatically start sending you like shipments of food for like the month before, and they get you
cool.
in shape the month before, so you have like a full 30 days of food and exercises and all of that shipped to you, so you're in your best mindset and your best body when you go on the cruise.
Not to mention, you're talking to a very sexy Australian blonde.
Oh my gosh.
Let's be honest.
Wow.
Anyhow. Okay. So really what you're saying is with the cruise, it's kind of like a resort.
It's a floating resort.
In a sense, where you need to bring your own stuff,
mm-hmm.
but understand you're in a very compact area instead, right?
Yes.
So you probably want to pack small, but think big.
Yes.
Okay.
Very much so.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, yeah, I like that. And we will go on a cruise.
Mm-hmm.
It will happen.
I actually have, and when we were moving, you saw this, my cruise bag. And inside that cruise bag has the magnetic hooks, and it has like different things that I wouldn't usually need anywhere else in the world, except when you're on a cruise. And so I just put it in my little cruise bag. And so I just throw it in.
So I just have to bring clothes and show up. You got the rest.
Well, you're going to have to bring a little bit more than that. But
my passport. I'll bring that.
Yeah, a little bit more, but we'll talk about that when
okay.
we go.
Okay, we'll do that.
Hopefully, I'm throwing this out into the universe, just throwing it out there, because I'm a big believer in
energy
and just giving it to the universe. I am hoping that we get to, or let me rephrase that, that I get to do a couples workshop on a cruise. That is what I want to do.
That would be awesome.
So.
Okay, so let's talk about something we haven't talked about yet. And I didn't want to give too much reflection on this because usually if you've been to a house party, you've been to a house party.
Mm-hmm.
But a private house party within the lifestyle, okay? So there's a million different ways to do a house party. Matter of fact, we did a huge podcast on
house party hacks.
House party hacks, right? Mm-hmm. With a very prolific couple that host extremely
well organized,
yes, and successful, parties. So
house make sure parties. You listen to that.
Look at the rules. Figure out the couples that are going. Okay, maybe even determine the size of the home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that kind of thing. There's no. I wish I can give you a ton of little hints and hacks and be open, introduce yourself, and be willing to engage with others. If you show up and you're just sitting against a wall, like you're back in high school, well, that's not going to be a very beneficial, you know, house party for you. So don't do that.
Yeah, right? Have fun.
Okay, so we also have some more interesting news. We are trying to put together a skydive with Stephanie and Fox Day.
Yes.
Where we pay for you to skydive with us.
We pay for one lucky listener to...
Or couple.
No, one lucky listener.
Oh, so it's only one of you.
One okay. lucky listener to come to Salado, and we pay for your skydive.
That's Salado, Texas.
Salado, Texas. Yeah. Travel and lodging not included.
Right, it's up to you. But we also pay for dinner and drinks afterwards.
We
so
do.
You'll come out to the drop zone. You will jump. We will introduce you to our Sky family. You get to hang out with us. If you're okay with it, we do ask that we can record a little bit so we can, you know, show everybody that we actually did this, right?
And just throwing this out there, we will be drinking and Stephanie will make out with you.
Oh, just oof, that's a strong promise, which happens a lot, though. So, and then you get to hang out with us. So, Salado is like a cute little town, little like creek. Small little lake town with a bunch of breweries and restaurants and bars and stuff. So we will go eat and then we will go drink again, probably with our Sky family. You get to hear a lot of stupid stories.
You get to find out some personal information about us that we probably, well, we share everything.
We share a lot, but no, there's some stuff we don't. You'll probably get to meet some of the young ladies we talk about on the podcast that we like to flirt with, mm-hmm. right? And really just have a good time. But I think the most important thing is it's free. You just have to get here. And so you mentioned lodging, but if you're close by, well, then maybe just show up and then leave. I don't know.
That's well, that and then
but we're going to get pretty
intoxicated.
Well, no, let's whoa. I don't get intoxicated. I usually am the one that drives home. You, on the other hand,
it's me.
You like to open up.
But I will say that the Drop Zone is working with us and they will be offering deep discounts for any of our listeners who come on that day with us.
Correct. So if you don't win, mm-hmm. right, and you still want to show up, I believe they're going to give us a code that we will be broadcasting and it will be on the website.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to show up, you're going to get a pretty substantial discount
and yeah. a t-shirt.
Yeah. Oh, and a t-shirt.
And a t-shirt. Okay.
So just to throw it out there, so usually doing a tandem skydive costs $200 flat. Unless you do a video, and then it's $300. And I'm going to tell you, most people go, wow, it's $100. And I go, okay.
It's the best thing ever.
You're experiencing something that you may never do in your life again. And trust me, you want to capture that experience.
You want it captured. And not only is it a video, it's 500 pictures.
Yeah, it's 500 pictures. And it's like, what?
A seven-minute video.
Yeah. So I tell most people, come on, man, it's $100. You're about to jump out of a plane. Like, if it doesn't work out for you.
You need the video.
You need the video. And for insurance or whatever. And who cares about the $100? It's gone anyway, right? No, I'm just kidding.
We're joking.
It's well worth your experience. But yeah. So even if you don't win and you're in the area or you live in Austin or surrounding area, or if you want to get crazy and fly in
to come see us.
We probably can even find or help you get a hotel discount because we used to use one of the local hotels a lot. So just reach out to us and we'll work with you. When this is going to happen, not 100% sure yet. It's all the details are still being finalized and put together. But as soon as it is, we will do a video release.
We'll be doing
a media blast on all of this. So yeah.
that's pretty exciting. We'll release a video on all the rules and regulations and stipulations mm-hmm. and what you win and how much fun you're going to have and all of that fun stuff.
We may even be able to talk stuff into skydiving in a bikini.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yes. It wouldn't be hard.
No.
Mm. No, we put some, we'll put the pads around your leg strap. You'll be fine.
You know what? I'm going to go ahead and commit to that.
Yep. There you go.
Right now. So
peer pressure works every time.
Yep. I will jump with our lucky winner in a bikini.
Sweet. I like it. Ooh, never mind. We're not going to get too crazy with this. It'll turn into whatever it turns into, but it'll be a lot of fun.
You mean jump topless?
Well, so I was thinking that, but you need to, we really need to wait because your 100th jump has to be a naked jump.
But this is a topless
I
jump.
I know, but it would take away, that's a rites of passage thing. So for those of you that don't know, I surpassed 100 jumps a week ago.
Mm-hmm. It was a week ago.
About a week ago. So it is kind of a rites of passage on your 100th jump to jump naked.
And so boy, did he.
That's exactly what I did. And it was amazing and awesome. And I would do it again. So now I
just,
don't know.
Can I just tell, we jumped together. Mm-hmm. I'm going to hurry. We jumped together. And when you jump and then you open your chutes and you're just flying around the sky. And here comes Fox, and he's like whooshing in front of me and this big white ass just going all around and flying over construction men and flying over the highway.
Oh, they flipped me off too.
Because he wanted to show his ass to the world.
I yelled at those construction guys. I said, look at this. And I like tried to helicopter under canopy, and I got a big finger. I didn't think they appreciated that, but it was fun.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
Yeah. We actually may put that video out, obviously, the PG rated version of it.
You're gonna put the bar on it?
We're gonna have to put the black bars out. Yeah. So we'll
maybe
figure
that
out.
Could be on our Patreon.
Ooh, that might be on our Patreon. Speaking of which, we do have Patreon. So if you want to help us out, as we are getting bigger, we are needing more equipment as we get out in the world and travel. And so we pay out of our own pockets all of this stuff, yes. Right? Other than us just picking up a sponsor, which again, we're going to give a shout out to them. So altplayground.net, check them out. They're new, up and coming nationwide. They have a lot of excitement around them. Mm-hmm. They are doing something that I've never seen a lifestyle website do.
Yes.
And they have a lot of drive and they have a huge footprint. And I'll tell you what, we're excited. We're excited to be on that spearheading front with them.
And they have an interface so easy that I can use it.
Ooh, that says a lot.
That does say a lot.
Yeah, it does. I'm done. Like, I just want to relax with you.
So let's go load the Patreon video.
Ooh, let's go do that.
Yes. Look right, out for that, guys.
You guys have a good night.
Good night. Hey, Fox.
Not again.
Why don't you tell them where they can find us?
Oh, so you can find us on the Bookface.
Facebook.
Yeah, that thing. At the Kinky Coach. Or you can find us at any of the adult beverage websites. You like that?
I do, yeah.
Yes, because you're tasty. You're thirsty. Yeah.
Yes, thirsty.
So you can look for either Luna_and_Logan, or you can look for the Kinky Coach and her silver fox. Yep. Yeah.
So thank you for listening, and we hope you have a very sexy evening.
Have a good night.
You are listening to the Kinky Coach Podcast with Stephanie
and Fox.